This is a People First Radio podcast.
Members of the Rotary Club of Nanaimo, along with Sleep Country Canada and individual donors, have just made a tremendous difference in the lives of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society's supportive housing residents. The residents who live in several of the Society's housing programs needed new bed frames, mattresses, sheets, and pillows. Exactly 23 twin mattresses, 13 bedbug-resistant frames, 23 bedbug covers, and 23 bedding and pillow sets. It was a tall order for a small charitable nonprofit, and this is where the community stepped in to make the difference. Sleep Country Canada in Nanaimo graciously offered to partner with Van Isle Mental Health, offering a 70% discount on all beds and bedding purchased. Individuals donated up to $500 each to help VMHS reach its $11,500 goal to purchase the beds and bedding. But it took a very generous donation from the Rotary Club of Nanaimo to bring it all together. On Saturday, August 26, 2017, Rotary Club members worked together with Van Isle Mental Health residents and staff to throw out the old beds, unpack the new beds, and install and make them up. A celebratory barbecue followed. I was at the Work Bee and I spoke with some of the participants.
Hi, I'm Debbie Narver. I'm immediate past president of the Rotary Club of Nanaimo.
Tell me a little bit about the Rotary Club and what it does and how the Rotary Club ended up being at Vancouver Island Mental Health Society today.
Well, we're a humanitarian service organization. Our club is the original in town. There's also four other clubs that meet at different times and locations, but we all work together. It's all about trying to improve lives, both locally in the community and internationally. As far as this project, we decided we wanted to get more into sort of community partnerships where we could work with other organizations to make money go further and do greater good in the city and elsewhere. We've always given a lot of money to different organizations like literacy and the schools and such, but we really see the advantage of different groups working together that we could really do more. So we set out to find a project that sort of met our grant criteria. So we're looking to leverage a matching grant from our district, again, doing more with the money that we have. So we started asking around. One of our members actually is involved in the Nanaimo Foundation. We talked to her about a number of projects in the community, and we felt that this one really met the criteria of what we're looking for, something that's really sustainable and has long-term advantage.
What are your experiences today? What do you see happening around you? Give me a sense of what's happening.
Well, everyone's just pitching in. I think, you know, that's one thing about Rotarians is we have fun doing our service projects. So I think everyone is having a good time getting some exercise and really hoping that these people are going to have a good night's sleep tonight. So I think there's just a really good feeling that, you know, hopefully we're doing something that can help these people. And it's great working with the folks from Vancouver Island Mental Health. They're very organized and have everything ready for us. So good day.
Thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
My name's Erin. I'm part of the Rotaract Club of Nanaimo, and I'm at VIU in Applied Business Technology.
Hi, my name's Kim. I'm a member as well of Rotaract. I'm a biology student at VIU.
Tell me a bit about Rotaract, what it is and what it does.
We are a group of students and young professionals, about 18 to 30. We are a branch of Rotary International. We do local and international projects. We do lots of fundraisings, joint projects with the various Rotary clubs in Nanaimo. We meet during the school year on campus at VIU, but we also do some community meetings where we go out and have socials to get to know each other better as well, and just to entice new members who might want a more relaxed setting than coming to a meeting in a boardroom.
How long have you been involved in this group, and what are some of your experiences?
I joined in January. It's been really fun so far. I really enjoy it. Whenever we have a meeting, I walk away really fulfilled and excited that we've done something in the community. One of the projects that I was really excited about is that we were building a well. I'm not directly involved in that project, but all the fundraising we're doing this year will be indirectly or directly going towards that. Yeah, it's really exciting. We always do something interesting, and we're trying to do good by the community.
So you're here at Vancouver Island Mental Health Society. My guess is you may have never heard of the organization before. I'm not sure.
I've heard of it. I didn't really know where it was. But I think having like comfortable beds and clean sheets and everything is really important, because an uncomfortable bed will make an uncomfortable sleep and just not give you like a great experience or make the next day harder when you're already trying to make things better for yourself.
What are you actually doing here? Like, what's the what are the tasks?
Everyone's kind of got a little bit of a thing going on. We're all making beds and putting sheets on and stuff. So box springs, the mattresses. Anyhow, and so we are going in, making the beds, trying to make them comfortable. And
all right. Thanks a lot for speaking with me.
Thanks for interviewing us.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry I wasn't more eloquent.
So I'm Jillian Baker, and I'm the Human Resources Manager at Vancouver Island Mental Health Society.
Tell me a bit about this project, how it came to be, and what the experience has been.
It came to my attention, I think, last year that we needed to replace the beds at all of our houses. So I put a couple of phone calls out to the community, and Sleep Country was the one that sort of came forward and said, we can help you out. And so we've been working back and forth with Sleep Country for about a year. And then we did a fundraising campaign, put it out to the community, and the Rotary Club of Nanaimo stepped up and said that they would love to support this cause, and that worked out really well for us. Well, it's important for our residents to have a comfortable place to sleep, because it supports and helps their recovery from mental health issues. Comfort is everything. They need to be able to sleep. It's a big part of recovering.
Tell me a little bit about Vancouver Island Mental Health Society.
Well, we support people coming out of the psychiatric hospital to recover from their mental illness. So we help them kind of get grounded and rebuild their lives. This has just been a great day, really, and I'm so thrilled that the community came together to help out with this project. Like, it's remarkable.
Thanks, Jillian.
You're welcome.
Debbie Narver is immediate past president of the Rotary Club of Nanaimo. Aaron and Kim are members of the Rotor Act Club of Nanaimo. And Jillian Baker is human resources manager at Vancouver Island Mental Health Society. You can find out more about the work of the society at vimhs.org. And you can find out more about the Rotary Club of Nanaimo online. Just Google Rotary Club of Nanaimo. The Rotor Act Club of Nanaimo is a university and community-based group of individuals aged 18 to 30-ish who are looking to make a difference in the city of Nanaimo. You can find them on Facebook.
People First Radio is a community media project of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast partners. Listen to our podcasts online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.